From the money raised by both the half-cent sales tax and an increase in the tax rate for gas and diesel, 15% goes to cities, while the other 15% goes to counties. That leads to an annual total around $57 million from this plan for both cities and counties in the state. Chris Valines, the executive director for the Association of Arkansas Counties, likes the plan. He says the increase in the tax rates is more of a catch-up than an increase.
We've seen that the gas and diesel taxes have lagged behind in growth and even remained stagnant, while the needs for the roads and the cost for road improvement go up. So we're pleased with that being put out there as well.
While he is not sure if the plan will encounter any obstacles in the legislature, Valines says the fact that over half of the senators have sponsored one of the highway plan bills is encouraging.
What I saw last week was that 20 senators had signed on as co-sponsors on it. So I hope that everybody stands firm on the plan and that we can get it through without much fanfare.
While the extension of the half-cent sales tax requires voter approval, the rest of the plan only needs legislative approval, with only a simple majority needed for the tax rate increase. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.